Welcome back to Broin' with Owen. I'm your host, Daisha. This is True Crime and Wine.
The Brotato Chip herself.
I stole your thing.
Wow, you just fucking jumped right in there, didn't you?
Because I wanted to say it. I never got to say it before.
Welcome back to another episode, True Crime and Wine. They've been doing good, so we got another one for you. Last one of October. This should be dropping on Halloween, so happy motherfucking Halloween. Woo. Quick question to start us off. You know how, as some people say, that we evolved from monkeys? If we evolved from monkeys, then why is there still monkeys?
That was a big question.
Why would there still be monkeys if we evolved from monkeys?
Gorillas.
Same fuck.
Well, gorillas.
I think monkeys.
No, I'm pretty sure it's or gorillas. Apes.
It's apes.
Just still, I guess. Yeah.
A gorilla? You think we evolved from a fucking silverback gorilla? What do you mean?
Yeah, haven't you ever watched any videos of
them? No, I think more of like, have you seen Planet of the Apes? Those are monkeys, right?
I thought they were apes.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same thing.
Because it says Planet of the Apes. I guess we should probably research a little bit before we're like, gorillas and monkeys and apes, same thing.
Yeah, whatever. It's whatever.
Stupid people who know nothing about
what are we drinking on today?
We are drinking Chateau Thomas France Côtes de Bordeaux.
Yeah, sure, that's how you say it. Cheers.
It's from Costco. So
I'm gonna be fancy with it. Not much legs there.
You didn't even do it right. But yeah.
That's not bad, it's pretty smooth. You think? Not much for legs, right?
I don't think so. I don't see any. Pretty smooth, though. What's the percentage on this bitch?
I want to be set free.
I don't even know where to look at the percentage on a wine bottle. Oh, it's 13%. I think usually wines are 14, but whatever.
Let's jump right into today's story.
Yes.
Take us away.
So, we have... This isn't a serial killer, which I guess we don't always have to do serial killers.
Yeah.
But serial killers.
Just true crime.
Yeah, this is the story of Susan Monica, born Stephen Buchanan. She was.
You're going to have to start that over for me.
Born on July 8th, 1948, as Stephen Buchanan. So she was convicted of murdering two men at her residence in...
She. That was born a he? Is that what you're trying to get at? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so she...
who was born as a he. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So at her residence in Wilmer, Oregon.
Wilmer,
Oregon. Where's that at? Do you know is that at? Outside of Rogue River. The city of Rogue River.
Really?
Yeah. So we're...
So that's not far from us.
Yeah. I thought that was... I had heard about this before, this case, but I didn't know that it happened in Rogue River. Basically, it's outside of Rogue River.
Okay.
But, so both of the victims worked as handymen on her farm and went missing under mysterious circumstances in 2012 and 2013. So those were the 2 years. Okay.
There was two men that went missing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one after another. So... Susan Monica was born in California and served in the Navy, and then during the Vietnam War, and then after the Navy, he started going by a female after that.
Okay.
So, there's that little, in case you were confused about the first the part. She. Yeah. So, Monica employed 59-year-old Stephen Delacino as a handyman on the farm. He disappeared sometime in 2012 under mysterious circumstances. The following year, Robert Haney, a 56-year-old handyman, went missing in September of 2013.
So that's actually pretty recent.
2012 and 2013, yeah, I guess, but
I mean, not recent, but like,
yeah, you know, not like most in 1979 or whatever, like how they usually start out. But on January 10th, 2014, the authorities arrived at Monica's house because they found out that she was using, which one was it? Haney's food stamp card. And for people that don't know what food stamps is, it's like government money.
Gives you money, but only for food.
Yeah. So
I had one of those growing up at one point in time. Not me personally, but.
Anyways, so that she was using his food stamp card and they confronted her with the fraud charges. And so while they were there, they kind of did like a little search of the area. And
so this is why he was missing.
Well, so he was missing and then they realized that his food stamp card was still being used.
I was going to say, was it like, did
and they so put they two probably and two together? Knew that he was working there.
Yeah.
And they went there, so they did like a little search around the house, and they found human remains or evidence of human remains, which then prompted which then prompted a search of the whole farm. She had a 20-acre farm. Okay. So then it says portions of remains from a total of two individuals were discovered. So I don't know really if they had like three femur or not three femurs, but maybe like a certain amount of bones. I don't know how. Yeah. Because I feel like that's. Well, whatever.
Yeah,
but they
if
knew.
You, like, yeah, if like you find two femurs and you know you have two bodies.
No. You have two femurs in one body. So if you found three.
You're right.
You have two femurs. Everybody does. So yeah, they found like three femurs.
They find two left feet. There's that.
Yeah. Anyways, so the first set of remains were identified as Robert Haney, the handyman. He was the one that went missing in 2013.
I'm gonna say Robert Haney sounds familiar.
Not to me, but. The second individual was initially unidentified, but then after a little bit of time, they identified him as Stephen Delacino, who went missing in 2012. So then, investigators spent 3 weeks searching Monica's 20-acre farm, which had significant piles of garbage, animal bones, and no running water or sewage system.
Ew, so that where'd the sewage
has to
go?
Be, I don't know. That has to be so gross. I picture like a hoarder's farm.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. And no running water. How do you shower?
Yeah, how do you live like that? There must have been like a creek or some shit that she's just showering and dumping sewage into.
So gross. I feel like you shouldn't be able to live somewhere without like sewage.
I mean, I guess you. How'd they do it back in the day? Just dig a hole?
I don't know, but we're not back in the day. It's 2022. In this case, 2012 to 2014. Like, that's kind of a necessity, I feel like, but who am I to judge? So, Monica, after they arrested her and interrogated her, she gave, like, a couple different stories to how Delcino died. That was the first guy.
The first 2012.
Yeah. So she originally said that this is what kind of blew my mind. He shot himself multiple times in the head. Weird. I don't know who
can do that. Yeah.
Could shoot themselves again after shooting themselves once and not succeeding. But so she said that he shot himself multiple times in the head, and then she also claimed that she shot him in self-defense, so she said that she like buried portions of his body, and then she came and found her pigs eating the parts of his remains, which is so gross to me. She had pigs, by the way, so it's nasty. They'll eat anything.
Yeah, like the pig farm killer.
Yeah. Robert Picton. Yeah. Gross. So.
Okay.
So then for the second victim, Monica said that she came across her pigs disemboweling her, Haney. That's like he was there eating his insides. So yep. She said she shot him to death to ease his suffering, because I guess she came and saw him being eaten by pigs and was like, let me kill him instead of getting him to the hospital. Right. But whatever.
Well, because it's a lie, obviously.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. Look at our detective work. But, so the pigs Monica kept on her farm were euthanized after all of this, because a former resident said that they witnessed, like, her bringing out dead household animal, like, pets and...
feeding it to them?
Yeah.
So they were just...
and livestock. So they were, I don't know, little gross things that they were like, we gotta get these out of here before somebody, like... tries to sell them. Oh.
Right? And, like, eat them?
Yeah. Which I guess that kind of doesn't... would that affect the meat? Probably.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you eat a pig that has a human, that's kind of like you eating...
is that cannibalism still?
A human. I don't know.
Ew. This is a sidetrack thing, but Robert Picton, he would sell...
yeah, he would sell meat.
Mixed in with human meat, yeah. To
like butcher shops, yeah.
I would like.
So that's probably like there's got to have been a couple hundred people that ate human without even knowing.
Yeah, so gross. So after all the hoopla and finding all that, they went to trial, obviously, and Monica. I guess what is her first name? Susan. It feels weird. Keep saying Monica, Susan. I don't know. Because Monica's like a first name. To have two first names is so weird.
Yeah.
Susan Monica. That's weird. Anyways, Monica pled not guilty to two counts of murder, abuse to a corpse, and identity theft. Oregon State Police's anthropologist testified that Haney's leg was dismembered with an axe, and also said that some of the bones had like gnawing marks from... the pigs.
Yeah, so she chopped the leg off and fed it to the pigs.
Yeah, so how are you gonna say that you came out and found him like in the pen, you shot him to ease his suffering, and then you chopped up his leg to make it easier for the pigs to have a snack? Like, oh, I don't know what
even if that's true, that's fucked up.
Well, what do you say to that when they're like, it shows that his leg was cut off. His arms were cut off. His legs were cut off.
Her eyes was plucked out.
What do you say to that? Like, oh, yeah, I just cut his leg off to make it easier for my pigs to have their afternoon snack. So gross. So, on April 21st, 2015, Monica was convicted on all counts after 6 days of testimony and 1 hour of deliberation.
Oh, they were that's like, not long at all. They were like, yep.
Guilty. Like, I don't think it would be hard to... I would immediately, if I was a juror on that, I'd be like, guilty, guilty,
guilty. Guilty as charged.
Like, that's just weird. You'd think she'd be able to have a better story or something, but...
Well, we're good. You got no excuse for that.
Yeah. So Monica is serving 50 years in the Oregon Department of Corrections at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. Yes. Because 2015 was just like 7 years ago or something. She's at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, which is an all-women's prison. I was wondering if she would be in
an all-women's prison.
So she's in an all-women's prison. But that prison is in Wilsonville, which is kind of outside of Portland. And it holds all the death row inmates.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Fun fact about Oregon prisons.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's like 17, I feel like. I should go count them all. Mm-hmm. Like, actually count them all. But, yeah. So that one, I guess, was kind of boring, but I also kind of thought it was interesting. Because, for one,
interesting
it
to happened us, 'cause it's in...
right next to us, basically. Yeah. And that's weird. The people, like, I feel like that has to happen a lot more than we think it does.
Yeah.
Like, people just, like, oh, pushing off people to eat their hot food. Yeah,
do you know how much missing people there are, or just deaths ruled as accident, but are probably actually
just a bunch of
murders that around us?
It's so crazy.
They say you walk past, like, a certain amount of serial killers in your lifetime.
I think we mentioned that in one of the episodes once.
Yeah, we did.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. You're crazy, girl.
Literally. Yeah. And I was looking at pictures of this girl, and she is kind of scary.
Scary looking?
Yeah.
Does it look like your normal trans woman? Wait, is that her?
Oh, is that her? Later? This is when she got...
Oh, my Lord.
It looks like a boy with a wig. A man with a wig on. Kind of scary. Whoa.
She kind of looked like she evolved from a monkey.
I know that, like, some people may identify as women or men or whatever, but, like, if she has everything like a man and she goes into a woman's prison... I guess that's good for her, though, because she could fuck some shit up.
I didn't put two and two together when you said she went to an all-women's prison. Yeah, it's crazy how she went to an all-women's prison when she was... She's basically a man. Like, does she still have her penis? And, like, can't she, like, rape some women in there? I'm not saying that's probably a bad... That's a bad thing, but, like...
Men. No, but I was just, like...
I'm saying, like, I could... I can go either way. I
probably would want to do that because, like...
Because if you go to a male prison, and you got so many guys trying to come at you. Cause you're like, yeah, it's the closest thing to a girl they're going to get. I'd be like,
come at me, bitch. Watch me fucking testosterone rage on you.
So you're saying she probably runs the woman prison?
Fuck yeah, I would. I don't know how women's prison works, but... Cause, I mean, I do, because I watched Orange is the New Black. I'm just kidding. But...
I don't think I've seen the new... I haven't seen
no, after they took over the prison, that was way too, like, out there, and that was just, like...
When they, like, escaped and all went swimming.
Yeah, it was weird. But...
I think that's when I stopped watching, too.
Yeah.
That's just how most TV shows go. It gets to a point where you just stop watching, like, The Walking Dead.
Like Riverdale. You're just like, geez, how much can these teenagers endure?
Like Prison Break.
Yeah, I had to think for a second. We stopped watching that, didn't we?
I stopped watching Peaky Blinders.
Why?
I don't know. Because...
kind of like
that. Now they're just like rich snobs. Hmm. No, I liked it more when they're struggling. Or not, they weren't struggling,
That's like Shameless too, though. My favorite in Shameless was when they were like... They had like the money thing that they would all have to put money in. And then like...
Yeah, I stopped watching Shameless too. That's another good one.
Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoyed all these true crime and wines that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Mainly because I love wine, and I love talking about serial killers.
True crime.
I like to be aware.
They've been doing pretty good, too. A couple hundred views.
Wow. Exciting.
That people like potato chip stories.
People just love true crime.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that TikTok I sent you of that Iowa woman who just recently came out saying like she knows that her dad was a serial killer?
Yeah, I did see that.
Should be like 70 plus bodies on their old property.
Yeah, and that their dad used to make them help bury body or dump bodies in the well or something. I should have looked more into that. I just, like, saw a TikTok about it. Well, but, like, you told me about it, and then I saw a TikTok.
I'm sure they're going to look into that, but I'm sure she would get in big trouble if, like, they don't find anything.
No, they had canine dogs out there, and they hinted at decomposing remains. Really? Yeah.
But why would she just now come forward when her dad died in 2013?
I saw a thing that said that she's been saying her dad was a serial killer. No one believed her.
And then now she's finally, like, getting light.
That's what I read. Who knows? I didn't
look. I read that he died in 2013 and she's just now coming forward. But it's like...
I don't know. I should.
But I also heard that her sister is, like, on the dad's side. But it also would make sense if she's on the dad's side, because if they helped with these murders, then they're also... could get in trouble.
They were kids, though. I don't think you can be.
Until they find out, like, at what point did they continue helping?
Yeah, I get that, but that's kind of hard because when your soul cold caretaker is murdering people and making you help, like, what are you going to be like, no, Dad, I don't want to do that. And he's probably like, bang, okay, I don't need you. I don't know. There's got to be something to,
yeah,
like, something, I don't some know.
Type of law to protect them.
That doesn't seem, I don't know, because that's weird. If they were,
I wonder if they will find 70 plus bodies because they'll be one of the biggest serial killers in the United States.
Yeah, that's funny because I was just looking at, like, it's kind of contradicting because, like, I've read, like, oh, this person has killed,
supposedly,
like,
supposedly have killed this, yeah, many people.
But then I was looking at the list of like serial killers and how many people they've killed, and there was some, like, people in Brazil and other countries have killed, like, a lot more people. The highest number for the U.S. was 49. And I was like...
Because that's just confirmed, though.
Or 69 or something. Right? Yeah.
Isn't that just confirmed?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's someone who's killed way more, but they only have confirmed it now.
But you think that if they're already on, like, death row or jail or whatever, and they committed or confessed to murders, they would confess to,
but it could become to a point to where you're just so obsessed and twisted in the head to where you don't even know how many people you've killed.
True, just like, there's just so,
if you're just like
many.
On a if you're just on a rampage, you're like, shit, I don't know, over 50, but I can't give you an exact number.
I'm honestly surprised that, like, John Wayne Gacy, who's killed like 33, and he remembers all 33 of the people that, like, you should, because you're taking somebody's life, but yeah. Crazy.
Like, you remember their names
because they're taking. I actually don't know if he. I'm assuming he does. How else would they know that he killed them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's crazy. You'd think they wouldn't care enough because it's seems like a lot of work to kill people. And to memorize their name. Not memorize, but they probably write them down because serial killers are fucked up.
I don't see how you can freaking just get away with more than three.
Do you ever do something bad? And, like, your stomach hurts and you feel awful and you can't stop thinking about it. And, like, not even, like, bad, just, I don't know, you feel guilty about something. But for these people to kill people and just go live their on life? With their day, yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I don't know, though. We just watched this movie called, or it was a TV show, and it was Mayor of Easttown.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I know it's a TV show, not real, but this little kid, like, shoots, is it his cousin, technically?
Yeah.
His cousin that his dad was sleeping with, and he, like, got in a fight at school and beat up a kid at school. Well, that's the same thing. He got in a fight at school and was kind of struggling, but I was like, how is he not struggling more? Like, you would... Sociopaths.
Like, let his dad took the fall for the murder.
Yeah.
And he was just going to live his life.
But, and it showed this part where his dad was like, this is our secret. Like, you can't tell anybody ever. And so the mom kind of overheard that and thought that the dad was having an affair. But, like...
I mean, he was, but...
Yeah. But for the kid to just be like, okay, like, he wasn't, like, visibly upset, it's just crazy to me. Crazy. I know that this has been said on TikTok before, but I was thinking this, I swear to God, like, a year ago. I was talking with somebody about serial killers and going over, like, all the prolific serial killers. And we got to talking and I was like, it's been a while since we've had a serial killer. And it's just crazy because then I saw a TikTok about this, like, not that long ago. But isn't it crazy how we don't really have any known serial killers? Like, I don't...
That we know of.
Yeah. But, like, back in the 70s and 80s, like, when Ted Bundy and them, they were like, girls, lock your doors, shut your windows because they snatching everybody out here. Don't hitchhike, and no one really hitchhikes anymore, but, like, there's not any prolific serial killers. killers. And I saw another TikTok that said that, so, like, they think that there's going to be another wave of serial killers because of, like, them banning abortions. And so, like, people who don't want kids get abortions. And then they, you know, and, like, back in the day, it wasn't so prevalent, I don't know, to get abortion. So people just had their kids even if they were batshit crazy and didn't want kids. So then they raised little
psychopaths,
old demon goblins. And yeah. So I wonder if there's going to be like this new wave of serial killers.
Possibly.
Possibly.
You think there's going to be a recession, so.
Yeah. But what, that's like different though. Like, the economy shit.
As I'm saying, that might make
recession might make serial killers make come some out
people
of the
angry. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Oh, the world we live in.
All right. So once you what?
I just said.
Since you decided to steal my intro, how about you give us an outro?
Oh God. I don't know how you usually do it. I can't remember now.
How would you do it? Go.
Let me think for a second.
You can't think. You just got to go. You just got to do.
I'm going to be like you. All right. That's it for this episode. Is that my you?
Thank you guys for watching Brawling with Owen. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. True Crime and Wine. I think that might be it for the year, but unless there's a high demand for more, we'll do more all fall. But thanks for watching. We'll see what ideas we come up for the next episodes. So stay tuned.
Hats off. Ooh, is this how this is supposed to be worn?